Welcome to another episode of Who's Up, We're Up, Who Sleep, They Sleep, the Don Air Rawlings Show. If you've been following the show, you know that the only time I get this voice is when I think there's a chance of us having some ads and some sponsors. Unfortunately, we haven't met that quota. It's going to take you, at the tune of 100,000 downloads a month where I can actually say, I'm rich, bitches, because of you. So if you haven't already done it, make sure you subscribe to the Don Air Rawlings Show. Make sure you subscribe on all podcast platforms. A white man told me, Donnell, you got to make sure you promote all your platforms. So that's what I'm doing. We're getting there gradually, organically. Shout out to T.I. and everybody else who's greased the fucking Don Air Rawlings Show, which haven't been that many. We're moving on now. All right, guys, now let's start the fucking show.
Hot.
The Donnell Rawlings Show, live in your face. Fuck that bitch ass nigga, you'll never take my place, chicka. Recording, why are you crunching ice?
I didn't know it was recording.
Yo, you felt like, didn't you get enough pizza? Don't we have enough motherfucking snacks?
Because I'm anemic.
What does anemic mean?
That means that I have low blood levels.
Oh, you want a blood sugar, niggas?
No, not blood sugar, but there's low blood. Like a lot of women, especially black women, are anemic. And so it means I need to take my iron pills. That's basically what
it says. So
it's
not like one of blood sugar niggas would be like this, oh, he got to get some bread, or he about to, it's, you know?
No, just like we have low blood, so then like that, the crunching of ice is like crack to a crackhead. Like, it makes me feel real good, like,
I know, but it sounds horrible.
I know, that's why I'd be trying not to do it.
I know we was recording, it sounded horrible. I'm not here to fight you. I'm here to celebrate you. I want to, people been like really commenting about you. Oh, shit, we like her. She's cool. And I don't know if it's because of a particular top you wore at one time. I don't want to be a sexist pig or anything, but whatever it is, I see you graces with another banging shirt.
Is this good? Like, we'll see what they say. Let's see what the...
Fuck what they say. I'm telling you what I say, nigga. Why you wearing what the fuck they say? I'm so disrespected. You just basically said, Donnell, your opinion does not mean anything to me or anybody that may be tuning into this podcast. What do they say? What are they saying in the streets and what are they saying in the tweets?
So we just finished Valentine's Day. Can you tell me, when did you celebrate? The 15th or the 13th?
I will say that, what do you say? What a nigga gonna say? I don't have no Valentine. I got a Valentine on a low.
Did you buy chocolate?
What?
Did you buy anybody chocolate?
Am I trying to get somebody to go to the prom? Fuck, I'm a grown nigga buying chocolate, nigga. My shit gotta have some sparkle to it or something.
Well, you know I like chocolate with the sparkle, personally.
I know you do, but we're not fucking. I get what you don't. And guess when your opinion doesn't matter to me?
No, I'm
when we're not fucking! Is it so easy to get along with somebody when you're not smashing?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Valentine's Day, I would just say it was special. Someone had me in their heart. I'm pretty sure of it. I have enough following. Someone had to have had me in their heart.
And even but though we're not fucking, you were in my heart.
Thank you. But not on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Now, Valentine's Day. This is what I don't like about Valentine's Day.
Please do not give me that it's a commercial holiday shit that men like to give.
No. Don't turn on me. You looked at me like you was about to black Karen me. You hit me with the really, nigga. When last time you picked up a fucking, what is that shit, the black shit, Essence magazine? When's the last time nigga picked, I just picked up one. And what was I saying?
You were talking about, we were talking about Valentine's Day.
This is why, because I get lost in my thought and I hit some who's up. This is why I don't really fuck the holiday, because it is not about the man at all. It is not about, no holiday is about us. Father, it's not about us. It's not about us. It's about them flowers and them strawberries or whatever the fuck. It's not about us.
I make cute little cut stuff for my guys over the years. It's not like big because it is about me, but I do give them
but
something.
But men, we go out and gift it up, right?
Better.
And women try to Valentine's Day us with their pussy.
I think that's a gift.
Man, fuck out of here, yo. Yo. It ain't new pussy. Yo, they think it's a new bitch when it's like, you like this top? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Happy Valentine's Day. Yeah, yeah.
My dude better never, yeah, 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 this body.
No, I'm not saying that, but you can't repeat certain types of excitement. You know what I'm saying? Then y'all just try to dress it up. Like, oh, this top, like, it's the same thing. You're not
Is that really
anybody.
What you guys think?
What? Yes.
Oh, gosh, that's horrible.
Yes, it's like, just why she try to give me the same pussy I've been getting?
But we put on the cute lingerie. We, like, put on extra makeup with the heels. Aw. So what are you saying? We just shouldn't try?
I'm not going to say what I really feel. I'm not going to say what I really feel. But I have a sense that some of you understand how I really feel. So we'll just go with that. I'll just put it at that.
I need to know the men's side of Valentine's Day.
We don't give a fuck. Okay. We don't give a fuck. We want that shit to be over here, bitch. Take the flowers. You ever see a nigga in the hood walk down with a fucking, like, some balloons and shit? And he don't want niggas because they think he's soft. His niggas got balloons. He keep trying to pull back. He keep trying to pull the balloons down. Like, what's up, y'all good? Bitch ass nigga, you doing Valentine's Day?
Hearts floating behind him.
Yeah, I love you, boo, and all that type of shit. Men, we know it's a holiday. Like, oh, someone wanted to, but we want that shit to be the fuck over. Like, get the shit over.
That's horrible.
Yeah. Some people like, okay, what's your idea of a good Valentine's Day?
I like something where men actually put in effort instead of just, you know, a flower bitch here. Here's this. But something that's thoughtful to spend time together.
Put effort into a dinner. Make a dinner arrangements.
Yes. That could be as simple as that.
I agree. Yeah, but that's when you... You in love with somebody. We talk about the Valentine's Day when a bitch ain't fucking with you.
So we're talking about the 13th or the 15th.
13th or the 15th. You know, it's like, you know, sometimes it's like, motherfuckers, like, I got to do something.
I'm never going to get the end of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I hope everybody enjoyed their Valentine's Day. I hope somebody, I really shout out to all the people that got some brand new old pussy. I celebrate you. You are the true trooper. You put that face on as if, oh my God, really?
The brand new old pussy.
The brand new old pussy? I know it's women like this, but what about y'all dick, nigga? I know.
The brand new old dick.
I know. But niggas don't want to hear that part of the story.
That same old dick?
You need to grow up and have some respect for your elders. Because what you said is sinful.
Come over here with that same old dick.
Yeah, well, all right. Whatever you say, that's all the dick you need. That's all you need. You don't need nothing else. That's all you need. Curve and all. It's whatever.
Curve and all.
Yeah, all that. Ergonomic.
Captain Hook.
Ergonomic. Ergonomic. Dangling thing in the back of your throat. But those days, this is what I think, motherfucker. All right. We put our attention on, like, this holiday is coming up, and I'm going to feel this way and everything, and you get amped by it. But what about just living every day as if it's Valentine's Day?
I hate when you guys say that. What? Yes, Yes, I get that.
Who's
I get
you guys, nigga.
Because a lot of you met my ex-husband was the same way.
What?
My new guy. Like, you know, it's such a commercial holiday.
I didn't say shit about commercial
holidays. But they always also say, oh, well, okay, but what about all the other days? I think it's more important if I do it outside of a commercial holiday. I'm like, do it all.
Yeah, but first off, get your pronoun game right when you talk to me.
He, she?
No, you said y'all. I'm a him. I'm a son. Don't y'all me, nigga. I don't fuck with them niggas. Why you just y'all me? All y'all. I'm not a y'all. I'm a him, them, this nigga here. I'm a son. Those are my pronouns. I'm sticking to it. I don't give a fuck about what they say. There it is. I respect
that. Listen, son, I need presents every day of the year.
I was saying this, but
I'm just playing.
No, you're not playing. You're saying exactly what I say. I think you should live. It should be like really like giving a fuck enough to in the morning do a little greeting. You know what I'm saying? It'd be like the little shit.
It'd be like the little shit.
But one thing about the little shit, you got to stay consistent with it. Because once you miss a little shit, it becomes a big shit.
Oh, why you didn't wake up and call me?
No morning?
Yeah.
Oh, you must have just got in. I slept in today. Oh, you slept in today? Or you had a rough ass night? Motherfuckers be like, oh, shit, what was you doing? 5 o'clock in the morning? I was minding my business, bitch. And staying out of yours. You know? But if you treat a person like you give a fuck every day, then it really won't be too much anything special about Valentine's Day. If you do that every day because you like this, I already do it. I'll give you an example. People get excited about Thanksgiving dinner. They be like, yeah, what y'all gonna eat? We eating everything. But every time I cook like it's Thanksgiving.
You do, and you kill it.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm on some Thanksgiving shit.
But then, just to add to that, though, when we show up at your house for Thanksgiving, we expect to be even better than all the other Sunday dinners you've done. Because now it's Thanksgiving.
Okay, what? Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Never mind. Yo, it's certain motherfuckers like, yo, what I found out, this is all bitches want to do Valentine's Day. Go out to eat. I just want to go eat. Where we eating? They know that. They like, well, I know I'm eating.
That's
nigga, you're not, yo, 100%, you know, like, I know Valentine's Day, oh, I know I'm eating.
And typically it's a seafood. I don't know why. It's always a seafood.
Yeah. What's that, crab crustacean?
Like something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what they know they get. They know they're going to get that shit.
Yes, or the one upstairs, Catch.
Everybody go to Catch. Catch is like Catch a Body. I call it the TMZ body. That's one of them TMZ hotspots. And them niggas in Brooklyn can't, they see me come out of that maybe one or two times. Bah! TMZ. It'd be funny because I won't stop talking. I just keep talking. I remember one time I talked to TMZ so long, the nigga just closed the thing. Yo, he closed it. You know the slide out joint? That nigga said, Donnell, go home, get some rest.
You tried to turn it into a stand-up show.
No, I just was telling him how I felt. He was like, Donnell, listen, buddy. When a motherfucker hits you on your shoulder right here, like he was like, listen, buddy, just go home and get some rest. I was like, you're right, man, but I got one more thing I want to say. Before I go get rest, don't tell me when to rest, nigga. I rest when the fuck I want to rest. Who you the rest? Did I get mad? Who are you, the rest police? Now I need a nigga to tell me when to rest. Super Bowl? My team won.
No, they didn't. Your team lost a long time ago.
The Washington Redskins. Shit. Does that make me racist? It does
now. What is her new name? The Commanders. The Commanders? Oh, they couldn't come up with something better?
Yo, listen. I know this may sound wrong, but my son's 6 years of life. The only way he knows is the Washington organization is as a Redskin. I didn't teach him a football team. I'm not teaching him Commander. First off, Commander.
What is it? What do they do?
I mean, I can't do it no more. It's like a hurt. It's like I can't. It's something with a tomahawk and shit. Hell to the Redskins. It's like chop chop. It's like Indian niggas. It's her. It's like the nigga on the the motherfucker on the horse.
Yeah.
That was watching the trash. It's like hey. The commanders though. The commanders to me sounds like it still could be racist. Because when you hear the word commander, first thing you think is commander in chief.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're still back to hey.
Oh my God, no.
Yes, you are. If you say commander in chief, you might as well say commander in hey. Oh, it's the same thing. It gives you the idea of an Indian, son.
I think the president commander in chief, but.
Yeah, commander in chief, but for the most part, who is that person? It's been usually commander in chief. I know, but we had 8 years, but mostly associated with white people, commander in chief.
And speaking of this topic,
what?
Are we too early to, and it's never, nothing's never too soon for you. Your friend.
What?
What is it like to have a racist friend?
First off, what the fuck did you just say? Wait a minute, bitch. This is not what we talked about. First off, we said we wasn't going to talk about it. We said we're going to stay away from that shit.
But I want to jump in there. No, we have to talk about it a little bit.
No, you can't jump into it like
Joe
that.
Joe Rogan is your friend.
Listen, but you can say that, yes. But you can't start off with Joe Rogan is my racist friend. You've already made a decision. You've already made a decision that the racist is my friend. Like, you probably done some racist shit with him, right?
Yeah.
Yo, that's how they coming at me. If you say I like this guy, yeah, we expected that from you, coon ass nigga.
You would.
They need one. It's always one of y'all still on the plantation. Oh, cotton picking nigga. I just said, I like the nigga. That's all I said. That's all I said was, this is the nigga that I know. You can't say that. What you gonna be, true to comedy or true to niggas?
How do you feel about it all?
I feel like we said we weren't gonna talk about it, but since we're not talking about it, I just feel like in the middle of some bullshit. I'm in the middle of me questioning who I thought was a friend, who I still consider a friend. I'm in the middle of, like, representing for freedom of speech.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the middle of being black and things that are supposed to offend me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the middle of all that shit. But also in the middle of that, I know this is a person that is my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And they killing everybody. I'm just saying this is a person that's my friend.
Yeah.
And maybe, am I a bad judge of character? I don't think so. You know, am I hasty to call somebody my friend? I really don't think that. Then you ask yourself, how did this person become your friend before the enemy? How did you come to have respect for him, have respect for you? Joe Rogan was popping when I first came to L.A. Joe Rogan, ha, ha, ha. And I was like, oh, that's the podcast nigga, right? And the only way I wanted to introduce myself was through the stage. That's the only way. I was like, oh, did that nigga come in, see me beat this motherfucking room up? You know, then one thing led to another. He gave me an opportunity to be on his podcast, which is the biggest platform. And the way he treated me, the way I felt camaraderie from another brother. And I'm going to tell you, when I first went on the show, I was a little nervous because I was like, Joe Rogan, oh, that's that motherfucker Joe, all them crackers will be listening to. I said cracker.
It's not the same.
I know.
The other word that he used.
It's not the same. No. I was like, damn, see, this is why I got to stop smoking my shit. Back to the point. I said, what was I saying?
You said he brought you on. He put you on the show.
Okay, and this is what I felt.
And you feel like he gave you an opportunity.
He gave me an opportunity, but not only that, I think it was like somebody he was interested in talking to somebody he respected. I felt the same way.
So did you know of any of this before that they, like, I do have to say that I think something is off. That once he starts talking about COVID
monkey,
and stuff. No, when he starts talking about COVID, then all
monkey,
of a sudden everything comes out.
The monkey joint been out.
But did you know about the N-word?
I thought they remixed it. I thought I was like, man, everybody know about the monkey joint.
That was crazy.
You went
hard for that monkey that doesn't exist.
But it was an old monkey joint. I'm like, man, that's the old monkey joint. Y'all got any new ones?
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, like, and I'm not here like, ha, ha, ha. None of that shit. But I'm just saying, man, it's just...
It has to put you in a tough position. I went through that with a lot of friends during the George Floyd. We saw a lot of different people come out during Trump, George Floyd, that come whole out. Era. Come yeah. out, their racism come out.
Trumpers.
Trump and the how they spoke about George Floyd when he was murdered.
Trumpers.
That too.
Now you got
Trumpers.
You have supporters and then Trumpers.
Yes, Trumpers.
Like they. Paint I let they, a lot. I Trumpers let a, paint their face.
I let a lot of friends go, and I get that you're in a weird position because you're also tied with work and everything with these people.
No, I'm not. I can be disassociated with Joe. Just like that. Like, my life goes on, his life goes on.
But you still feel that he's a good person.
I'm saying, this is what I know of him. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, people can break it down. Well, they can break it down however they want. Well, when he said this, he could have meant that. You could say that, yeah, but he said it so many times. You can say, hey, whatever you want to say. I can try to say context. What do you mean context? So what you're saying, it's right? I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying I feel with this nigga. Yeah, but what do you mean when he said that? Oh, so am I mad that this nigga know racist niggas? 50% of the motherfuckers come to my show. Guess what I know? They racist ass niggas.
Okay.
They some racist motherfuckers. But if their opinions, right, how is it affecting me? Yeah. Like your personal thoughts, how is it affecting me? Is it affecting my health, my safety, my pocket? How is it affecting me? So why should I invest so much time in that? Don't, like, the shit don't add up to more. Then it's frustrating because motherfuckers want to flip-flop on you quick as shit. Yeah. You was the greatest motherfucker. Then one thing, I can't believe. Niggas don't even know 2 years ago, niggas wanted to fuck Kanye West up. They had threw Kanye West in the motherfucking trash.
And then he dropped a new album.
He dropped a new album. Niggas was back. A new jacket. They was back. So there is a conspiracy to think that part of this is because they think that Joe Rogan gives misinformation about COVID-19. So this is the argument some people are going to make. Yeah, ever since then. And black people, let me explain something. This is what, and for Rogan to really understand the connection with the black community and to understand what Joe Rogan needs to do, let's get the Johnson & Johnson vaccine shot.
That's how you know he's down for the cause.
Get the Johnson & Johnson, son. Rogan, I'm telling you, if you get the Johnson & Johnson, all would be forgiven. That's what it is. Get the Johnson & Johnson, son. And another thing, if you want forgiveness, Joe Rogan, from the black community, cook your elk well done.
The elk?
Listen, nigga, that's why black people are fucking upset with Joe Rogan, because his elk be bloody. Niggas be like, I fuck with them. Ugh. They be like, yeah, I fuck with Joe Rogan. That elk, ugh. They be like, oh, that shit still got the pink on it. That's the problem, Joe. That is what people are upset about, Joe. You want to really... I'm going to tell you why the black community is upset with Joe Rogan, because he cooks his elk medium rare. That separates the streets from the creeks.
And his followers do it too.
Oh, them niggas. No, here's the thing. The nigga not though is bloody. But this is like this. It ain't like, I don't know, some people accustomed to seeing certain things a certain way. I'm cool at getting a motherfucking pack of steak from a good place, whatever. But these niggas see the whole animal. Yo. Weed got me stuck again.
They see the whole animal, and then what do they do with that whole animal? He's steak, high as fuck, people steak. Listening right now.
No, the steak, son. It was the steak, son. I said the steak. It was about, what was the steak? It was the steak.
You said it was bloody, and you said his people, his followers, Joe they Rogan, see a whole animal. This.
Yeah, like, they see, like, it feel like they just, like, killed the shit. The way them niggas eat that shit, the elk, with the it be the blood juice. Some motherfuckers are frightened of that. And until Joe Rogan can actually, like,
eat a well-done
well-done, well-done elk steak.
He'll never be one of us.
He'll never be even close to it. The motherfucker will never be forgiven. And I'm all over the place. But with this, you ask yourself, how long, like words, you know, like how far do we take them? And then if somebody makes a mistake, can they find redemption? Like niggas act like, motherfucker, you know, they like you can't make a mistake. You can't redeem yourself. There's never time for a teachable moment.
I think there's time for teachable moments and stuff. But sometimes at his age, sometimes things are so ingrained. So this is where we go back to what I was talking about earlier is I know a lot of black people think that there's white people are inherently racist. Like there's nothing about it. And I don't personally believe that. You know my history with white folks. I don't believe that.
But what is your history with white folks?
I mean, just I've dated white guys. My high school was predominantly white.
You have two beautiful children.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you. And
from a white nigga.
The first one. Okay. The second one's mixed.
Okay. Still, you
but
know.
Still me. Do not still me. Don't and then don't
talk about whole nigga. He swears to whole nigga. Like I don't want to say this is because nigga's a nigga, but like a whole nigga. Like.
I don't want to switch the subject because okay, like it's kind of like the new football coach that they're like, oh, we got a new black football coach and he looks like my daughter. I'm not switching the subject.
All right.
But I do believe Joe Rogan is inherently racist. Not that he probably has black friends.
Really?
No, he probably has black friends. He loves black people. But I think some things in his mind, because it was the one where he said, oh, yeah, you know, he has the mind of a white guy and a body of a black guy. It's something that's like that, that is so inherent. Like, he probably, when he said it, didn't mean anything to him. That's a compliment for him.
But I'm trying to think, but fuck all that. I'm trying to see if it's funny. That's the most important part for me.
He wasn't trying to be funny,
like,
though.
He
was talking to the mixed guy that was on his show. He's like, oh, you got the best of both worlds. Like, really?
Nobody laughed?
Nobody laughed, especially the mixed guy. He kind of like,
laughed? So Joe just started laughing by himself.
Nobody laughed.
Oh, man, I don't remember last time I was in that moment where I was like, yeah. So, yeah, so nobody.
The poor guy on the show was kind of like, really? Did he just fucking say that?
Really?
Yeah.
But did he question it if it was funny or not? Because that's where a lot of beef. Michael Richards took an L. Because part of the tape they won't play is when the motherfucker yelled to Michael Richards. He said, you're not funny, motherfucker. That would make anybody that's a comedian snap. That's the N-word for comedians. You're not funny. Like, in the middle, especially when you're not being funny.
Someone to call you out at the moment.
Yeah, you're like, just fuck you, nigga, whatever. You know? I don't even want to keep with this. But I think anybody should be able to use any word they want. But you be prepared for the repercussions.
Yep.
That's it. If you so proudly and want to make an argument why I can't say it, go say it, but do it in place. Go to Watts. You know what I'm saying? Go to Brownsville and just say it. And then what are the consequences? What are the consequences? And I think anybody, especially when it's in the media, like what are the consequences of what your thoughts are or what you said? So if you're ready to deal with it, deal with it. But for me, it's kind of like, it's just fucked up.
I just feel like all the friends of him, all his black friends need to get together in the room. You, Dave, Talib, and have a discussion about it with him sitting in the middle and you point fingers and you shame him.
I don't think so. You know,
It's a tough spot.
Yeah, it's a tough spot. I know, especially when you start talking about it, first thing you say, your racist friend.
Oh, is your racist friend coming?
Yeah.
Will your racist friend be there?
But can somebody, okay, let's say an example, somebody that you may know to be a racist, but all right, can something happen with them where they just change? And do people afford people opportunity to switch up or get educated? Fuck that nigga.
I think so, but I feel like when there's money involved in your career, it becomes disingenuous. Like, are you only apologizing because people are mad at you? Or do you really, really, from your heart, believe that, oh, my God, I was really fucked up?
Yeah, but it doesn't really matter how you apologize. Niggas are going to think it.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. how you apologize. People don't really want an apology.
They just want to shame you. Yes,
that's that's why people have so much issue with apologizing. I want to apologize. I just want to explain, but nobody wants to hear the explanation. In some cases, there's nothing to explain.
Yeah, I'm not for this cancel culture either. Like, this is taken on a whole new thing. Like, Whoopi, why did Whoopi get kicked off the show?
Man, she said something that...
the Jewish people didn't like.
They didn't like?
But some Jewish people. Some Jewish people were still rocking with her. So this... yeah.
That's why when you do your own thing, when you build your audience from people that organically like you, you know, you don't have the fear of where am I going to work. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You don't have that fear like somebody, oh, my God. You don't have the fear of where you're going to work. Yeah. So it's different. It empowers you. Everybody can't do it. That's why, I'm really pushing to make this podcast dope, because I know I could see this being a TV show. I could see it being a lot of things. And I could see me not having to answer to anybody.
Because you have your fans. Your fans know who you are. They know who they're following.
And because I'm old, too.
Wait, what?
Because I'm old. Oh, you start thinking. You be like, okay, legacy. You know what niggas... when niggas start saying, what is my legacy going to be? You like, oh, this nigga's starting to feel it.
Oh, yeah.
That second half is just kicked in. Well, what can you do? Go hard.
Yeah. What else you got?
I don't have anything else other than it's coming. No, I got a lot going on.
You're heading out of town soon, too, right?
Man, fuck out of town. I always go out of town. I go out of town all the time.
Yeah.
No, some good things, there's a series that's on HBO called The Winning Team.
Okay.
It's a story of back in the 80s when Magic Johnson, it was the era of, they called him Showtime. And it's his life. And I play his father's good friend that works at the plant.
Oh, cool.
I'm about to be on my thespian shit, yo.
Okay. The thespian with a T-H, not a L.
Yep. And the special should be coming out very soon. I'm about to be on my special shit, son.
When's that? Your stand-up special?
Yeah.
Okay. And what channel or that?
Channel, bitch, where you been?
I've been lost. I'm sorry.
Wait, yo. Yo, you like... And what radio station was your Netflix special be coming on? My shit, she'll remember. She won't get up for my shit at all. That bitch was up at 5 o'clock in the morning watching her daughter play water polo.
I was.
On her phone and shit.
My baby was on ESPN.
I know, you was happy as shit.
Yes.
How does that make you feel?
I had cried a little bit, I have to say. Just to see my baby, driving 2 hours to get her to a practice to sit and wait for her.
You've been doing that for a long time.
Yes, and then for her to get a bit of a scholarship, D1, water polo, everybody, it meant something.
I know.
You know, all that work paid off.
Man, here's the thing about your work paying off is that you balanced so many things.
Single mom and...
single mom, niggas hating on you, blah, 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 this and that. And you still, out of all the stuff as a mom, as a producer that you do, you still somehow find a way to TikTok.
Me and my babies, have some great TikTok dancing together.
I know. I was like this, yo. I'm like, oh, you be... I was like, okay, TikTok. You're a TikTok mom with your kids. That's a good thing.
COVID did that, too, because we was bored in the house, in the house bored.
You was trying to run away. We was doing Yellow Springs. She was like, I can rent a camper.
Get me out of this house.
I can rent a camper. We could just sleep outside. In fact, we don't even have to sleep. Yep, I got it. Fuck, even on the back of her Jeep. You know a bitch ready to go for a long time. When you have another gas tank.
Ready.
On the back of the wheel part. She has gas on the tire on the back. It's like, where you going to Vegas, bitch?
Just in case you run out.
Yo.
Here we gonna go.
Someone that has a whole gas tank on the back of their shit, they drive it like this. They ain't stopping. Girls gonna go pee now. There won't be any pee breaks. Where you going, Mom? We're going to some fun shit. I go a place.
You better sing it.
Ain't nobody frowning.
I'll take you there.
Ain't nobody, ain't no sad faces. Is that it?
Ain't no sad face. I'll take you there.
That's how it felt. That's how it felt.
I was trying to get there.
And when I see you like watching your daughter, I'm like, that is so dope. Because you did a great job, continue to do a great job with your kids, and you still found time to continue to pursue your passion.
Yeah.
Where a lot of people are flake out. A lot of people take cheap routes.
Life is short.
And I see you, your progression. I see the relationships you build. And I'll be saying to myself, man, this bitch, I'm not going to say bitch no more. You know, God, y'all see how I put that in slow motion? Man, this bitch.
Yeah, this.
Yo, put my whole face. Can we slow motion that shit? Yo, they was like, look how hard it was. Look how hard it was for him to say it. We know you didn't want to do it. We caught it in slow motion.
But thank you. I appreciate.
When you see somebody hustle like that, and then you see the rewards, and then you see them progressing, and then when you see them, like, most importantly, still give a fuck about it and still passionate. And still trying. Niggas quit so easy for anything. They always do it, but they wasn't getting the money in time. And
oh, we've been broke.
Yeah.
But it's about the passion. We talked about that. It's about, like, the grind of it.
You ain't never had one thing I could see, whenever I see you, I never see you with a broke-looking face.
Nope.
I know. I haven't seen you with a broke face.
I hide it well.
Listen. Like, this shit, like, even this weekend, right, son? On some real shit, right? I said, yo, we going to take our kids to Ontario. Shout out to everybody in Ontario, right? Me and Samson, right? Samson brought his son and my son, they manses, right? We was like, we going to fuck with each other, but we still got to be adults, right? And we was like, he was like, this his 12-year-old, right? 12-year-old, he said, we can get the 12-year-old to watch the kids. And for a second, I was like, hell yeah. But I was like, yeah, nigga, let's go, nigga. But then I realized how his son don't fuck with me, right? So that was a setup. I don't know how Austin got hit by a car. Yo, I trusted him, but I didn't trust him. I said, hey, we need an adult, because the worst thing I don't want to hear. So you left. I'm not giving you no fuel, bitch. Get your own fuel. So you mean to tell me you left a little boy that... You know?
A 12-year-old.
And then Nikki, she was like, what's up? What you doing? I don't know. Blah, blah, blah. I said, yo, I might need some nanny type shit. She was like, good. That bitch, I didn't say, she was like, just good. Good, because I could sure use that, right? I didn't know what that was going to be, but I was like, if you could use that, I could use that too. We good, bitch, and I could afford for you to get that. Yo, I'm telling you, the best part of, like, having a little bit of dough, whatever, is being able to employ or do whatever, right? Mm-hmm. And not only that, you so good with our kids. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's perfect.
Yeah,
it's
but you were struggling with the hair, though. You didn't know what to do with his hair.
I've never done little boy's hair.
Go ahead and say you ain't never did little nigga hair.
No, just never. I've never done little boy's
say,
hair.
Say I ain't never done a nigga
work,
hair.
No, I would work
a nigga
it out.
Hair like that.
No, because I was trying
fuck
to get...
Joe Rogan, listen. Say what you fucking mean.
Listen. I wanted to give him a nice little nigga, curl yeah, with the grease and everything, how I would have done my baby girl's hair.
Right, but that's
you
how
was trying to
do.
You were trying to pick it out and give him a nice little curl.
First off, why did you make picking out look so motherfucking disrespectful? Yo, this is a problem. This is a problem I have. Stephanie, my son, is El Salvadorian and black, right? So the nigga got good hair.
And right? I'm trying to give him the cute little curl.
I know, but I'm jealous of niggas with good hair.
So that's why.
Yeah, I wasn't a good hair dude. I was, whatever, this, right? Uh-huh. And I was like, I know it's weird. He's a black Salvadorian. So I want him to connect with his Salvadorian side and his black side. You know, that's why I be picking that nigga shit out. That little motherfucker.
And you do it hella hard, that flip of the wrist that you do with him?
You got to pick, first off, before you pick a kid's head out, you got to say, look at me. You gotta look at me because they look down like, come on, man. I gotta look in your eyes while you fucking scraping my scalp. look at me, like, look at me. I like to, I think it gives him a very Afrocentric look.
Well, by the after you showed me the second day, I did it.
Dude, my son ain't shit. He had a great time. He had a great time. But, you know, like, for me, it was like a moment, like, yo, son in the green room and everything. Like, yeah, daddy's a comedian. And then I think it was Saturday night, and him and Chucks, they was fucking killing it. That's his man's. That's his man's. Also do whatever you do, vice versa. Right? And I was like, look at them. I was like, look at them together. And I was like, Austin, you want to stay and see daddy come to stay for another show? Just a little disrespectful, mom. He looked at me and said, no thank you, daddy.
So respectful, though, in a disrespectful way.
Yeah, he was very nice and disrespectful. He said, no thank you, daddy. I'm like, oh. But he went on stage. He went on stage with me. And he ripped, but didn't rip. He liked when people laugh at me. Like, he know we practice this shit all day. And then he knows that somebody's laughing because of me. He be picking on me. Just do little noises. But it was to have him out there. And not that I would force stand up on him, but to have him out there and just to see what I do and be in the green room, it was dope. And you helped out a lot with that.
My favorite part of the show.
Could take these little motherfuckers. They just wanted to hang out with you. They was like, fuck y'all. Because you was doing, you know when they fell in love with you?
What?
This one, they was like, I don't know, how old is she? I know one of them niggas sized you up, and it was because of his. You got them a whole box of Krispy Kremes. Yo, I didn't know you was playing like that. I was like, when you said I was in line for 40 minutes.
Samson had me go to the line for 40
minutes. You
didn't
want to go?
So yeah. I didn't want to go. Like, I was like, these, y'all could wait till the morning.
What'd you say, these little what? What was you going to say? Go in slow motion.
Fuck them kids.
Wait. I was like, these. Nah, nigga. Please go to slow motion. I saw on the tip of your lip.
I don't use that word.
Yo, you caught that motherfucker. You don't use it, but that motherfucker came.
It was there.
You did like this. I don't have a sense to pull back. You did like this. Whoa, these are now. And back to our original scheduled programming. Oh, man, you caught yourself. But see, the way it was about to come out, man, I want to go back and forth. The way it was about to come out, it wasn't coming out with no ill intent or anything. It was just a flow. I'm just, can you be woked out?
You can.
Can you be woked out? Like, I don't want to be woke. I want to sleep.
Like, can we?
Yo,
can
I'm
you only be woke about some things? Could we have to be woke about everything?
You no. Oh no, I don't want to wake up on everything. I don't want to be
she
woke.
Said, I'm tired.
I don't want to wake when you woke, nigga. Don't force your woke on me. I wake when I want to. And I'm going to choose what I want to be woke about. Oh, man. Then if you start being woke, and then all of a sudden you just get unwoke.
Tell me.
Then niggas be like this, oh, so what happened to all that woke shit you was talking? You not woke no more? It's just so fucked up, man.
I kind of felt like that when T.I. was on the show. When he started talking about Gucci, when I was wearing a Gucci belt,
right,
I was like, well, I support. Yeah, I also buy all black owned too, but I do like a pearl Gucci belt.
Right, in the discussion, niggas just like we gonna. But if you like, man, I'm just, yo, it's so funny. Like, Jim Jones was just in the news, or he went live because he was not being treated like a VIP in the Gucci store.
Wait, what happened?
He is a Gucci VIP member, and they weren't treating him the way you should treat a VIP member. And his biggest concerns were, this was funny as shit. He was like, where my champagne and my sparkling water, yo? And his shot, it was all his manses in there, right? He was like, yo, it was funny. He was going, now I seen niggas go, like, get real mad over a gun, you know what I'm saying, or something like, but it was sparkling water.
I have to say, though.
But he was mad. He spends a lot of money. Yeah,
because when I've went in there, depending on how I'm dressed or what bag I happen to be wearing, sometimes I'll walk right in. They're like, they'll bring the champagne immediately.
Or you look like you spend some money.
Or the opposite. So I understand what he's talking about.
So what do you mean? So when you go to this store, you mean there's people that look at you and kind of tell what you, like this, oh, he about to just get a wallet.
Yeah, they don't get no champagne.
Why?
I don't know. Because that's America.
But you should treat everybody like that, right? You should treat everybody like anybody coming there, you should treat them like they're possibly going to spend some money.
Because they might. And this is where you have to become
when
woke.
You know, when you see 18 rapper niggas come to Gucci store, nigga, you, that's, ding, ding, that's 50 racks off the rack. Right? God damn this.
Yeah, so some people get champagne, and like, well, I feel some type of way when I'm not offered the champagne on the days I just go looking raggedy.
I just lost my only Gucci belt.
How do you lose a Gucci belt?
I travel a lot.
Did a girl take it from you?
Take it from me?
Yeah, you know, like when you like go home with somebody. And
what the fuck are you talking about, yo? What the fuck? Who going home with somebody?
Oh, sorry.
Ain't nobody going home with no boy. Who is this, some boy? Ain't no boy going home. That's DC. Ain't no boy going home with no boy. Well, you about to go home? Where y'all going, y'all? You going home with some boy? That's a straight early boy. So why'd you try to say if I'm going home with somebody?
Well, because how do you lose a belt? Like,
I don't know.
You travel.
I'm in different hotels. Hotels.
You put your stuff in a suitcase. And the only way I feel like things come up missing is if someone takes it.
So are you implying? This is what it sounds like you're saying to me. What bitch took your belt?
She gonna go take it for Valentine's Day to her man. What? Look what I got you, baby.
I wish it was a bitch that took my belt. I would rather knowing that a bitch got the belt than the belt being lost. But I think it's gone. And I was feeling special about myself. And they say that's what... That's how they get you with Gucci. It's your first belt. Yep.
Because that's the cheapest thing you can get, really.
You sound so fucking condescending. You sound like you weren't talking to the listeners. You sounded like you was looking me right in my eyes, nigga. That's the only belt you can afford? Is that the only one you're going
to
get?
Well, because I mean, once you move on to Louis and Chanel and stuff, they pop up like a couple $100.
When you move on, so that's the starter designer? Gucci's
absolutely.
The starter? Really?
Absolutely.
Oh, it's the nigga. It's not the nigga designer, is it?
Wait, what?
Is it the black designer?
Like, no, that's Louis. The one that passed away?
Yeah.
That's Louis.
Now, that's the... Now, you talking about the Louis that's got the fucking Air Force One. Louis Abdul? What's his name? We need to find... Virgil. Oh,
a Virgil.
Man. Where I get
yeah.
Louis from, nigga?
I was talking about Louis Vuitton.
He died?
Yes, he passed away probably a month ago.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, they had a wonderful funeral for him in Miami. They did his fashion show. It was really beautiful.
Did like Gucci niggas show up like, nah, we're going to pay our respects. But no, really?
He has a lot of respect from, I think, across all brands and designers.
Oh, yeah, 100% Louis Vuitton. Mm-hmm. He went through the hip-hop era when motherfuckers was not still in the brand, but when they was mimicking it with Dapper Don.
Oh,
that was a big
amazing.
Thing. Niggas like, nah, I don't think Louis Vuitton made that shit. But that's when it really, especially on the designer side, really started getting popping.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not a really designer nigga like that.
But you still feel some type of way about that belt being lost?
I do. I look cute in that belt. When you're a regular face nigga like me, you need extra shit to help you. You need to be like, they be like, how we look? I mean, anytime a chick start with that, how you look? I mean, which when he wears Yeezys.
He has a Gucci belt.
Yeah, he has a cute outfit on. When he wear that outfit, he look cool in that outfit. That's been my whole life, nigga, look cool in that outfit. I mean, if he just, he better be funny. Damn, all my life I just wanted to be fine, nigga.
Here we go. He's getting sensitive, everybody.
It's a different level of respect. Fine niggas, man. Girls don't be arguing with them niggas a lot.
Everyone gets argued with.
No, nigga. Regular face niggas. Oh, somebody always talk about. Fine, you can't nigga look at a fine nigga and just keep being mad.
So
think
cute.
About that. You'd be like this bitch, man. He'd be like, oh, man,
he's so
I can't
cute.
Stay. Oh, I'm gonna fuck you one more time.
You right.
Don't look at me one more time. Don't look at me. Why you gotta look me in my face with your fine ass? Well, don't look at me. Yep, it's different.
My dude was so funny because he's like, I know what to do when you get mad at me. I just have to FaceTime you.
And what does that do?
Because he's really cute and he's just adorable. And so, like,
fuck you.
But that's why I don't answer it, because if I'm mad, I want to stay mad.
I don't relate to any fine nigga stories. Never. Only time I felt fine, you know when I felt fine? When I put on this fucking tailored suit.
Oh, you look good in those tailored suits,
honey.
See
what I'm talking about? Thank you.
Yes.
Foul. Put a bomb right there or something. Thank you. Pow. Shout out to Foul. Just drop bombs.
Over the next 5 minutes. Bomb, bomb, bomb. No, they those are nicely tailored. Who did them?
L.A. What's that shit? L.A. Fucking L.A.
Oh, they're local. They're here in L.A.
No, Brooklyn. No. L.A. Damn it. Where's my phone? I always pronounce it wrong. Bespoken
I'll
L.A.
I'll find it by you.
Yep. Jason over there, his wife. The other Jason, Jason, Powell. What's the white boy name? Peter.
I'm just going back to your next
yeah,
suit.
Yeah, boom. I should. It's there it is.
And you said the hood Idris Elba. L.A. content. Wait, content.
See,
on.
Too many T's.
Contento. Contento NYC. At L.A. Contento NYC.
Yeah, I don't
want to
fuck that word. We got to get a short version of that shit. I'm always fuck that one up.
But you look good. Look at you.
I say the suit niggas. Yeah, I look very good.
Yeah.
I'm going to work on pronouncing it the correct way.
But L.A. Contento.
These motherfuckers have made me think differently now. You know, I was like, oh, shit. Motherfuckers think. I was like, oh, see, D.L. Hewlett. Them niggas was on to something. Steve Harvey was on to something. But it's something to be said about dressing up nice.
You have to love a man in a suit.
I found that out. That shit, nigga, I'm going to tell you something. Once you get your first tailored suit, it's over. It's really over. You can be trying to figure out ways. I need to get another one, them motherfuckers. When they hit your shit, and then it was motherfuckers when they measure you. You know you're getting a nice suit when they take them like 40 minutes to measure you.
Yeah, because
they
like,
be like this, by your finger and shit. You
when
start
it fits
Italian.
You, it's like you're not tugging, you're not doing all, it just fits. So you don't have to do anything all day, you just walk.
You just walk. Can I tell you a quick story? I had one of them suits, this just recently happened to me. I don't know if I shared this, if I don't, I gotta bring the story back. I had one of those tailored suits, right? It was like, oh shit. I had the shoes, the nice socks. I was killing it. And we had to go. This was in Abu Dhabi. We had to leave and go to the racetrack. And the bus took off, nigga. The bus took off. It felt like Joe Rogan had to be driving that bus. Too soon.
Too soon. I'm like, that's no friend.
A joke could be too soon, but it never could be too soon for funny. I switch. Hey, guys, can we go back to laughing? Let's go back to the real thing of laughing, sometimes forgetting our thoughts, but enjoying each other. But it was embarrassing for me because I had a tailored suit, and I was running behind this bus in exhaust flames. The exhaust shit was coming in my motherfucking face. But I was in a tailored suit. I feel like Mr. Bean, like I was Mr.
Let's see how you ran. How'd you run?
Oh, man. Yo, I had to, they say, only do one button. First off, I had to unbutton the button, right? To get, I was running like real prop. You can't like, you got dress shoes. You can't haul ass. You got dress shoes. You got to do small steps. Like, hey, hey, and you yell real loud. I was like, hey, yo, where the fuck is y'all going? Then I had to run from each side because I didn't know which mirrors this nigga was using.
Zigzag, zigzag.
He was zigzagging. I was like, these motherfuckers ain't shit, son. They made me motherfucker chase a motherfucker in a tailored goddamn suit.
And it's hot out there, I imagine.
It was very uncomfortable. It was very uncomfortable. And not in a million years when I was getting dressed, I was like, oh, man, I think I'm going to have to sprint. Yo. How does this suit fit? Will I be able to haul ass and get the fuck out of there? Yep, but I caught the bus. I was so happy. Because then imagine that. Chase the bus, exhaust flames, the exhaust system in your face, and then you got to get in the Uber. Do you know Uber niggas just want, as soon as they say your destination, they don't want to hear nothing about parking lot A, B, C, or D. They like, get out at the dock, nigga.
You're a parking lot Z.
Yeah, get out at the dot or change location or something. Where I got to keep riding you around, nigga. I'm not your fucking chauffeur. I'm excited about what's about to start happening with the weather. This is about to be the best time. We slide into spring. Ice is going to start melting and shit. Motherfuckers want to get into nature. Motherfuckers want to get on the river. Like, the best feeling in this world where motherfuckers been cooped up, snowed in all winter, and then the weather start changing. You know, you start smelling like fucking grass and shit.
The flowers, it all.
Man.
Are you planning any...
I can't wait to get back to Yellow Springs.
I was going
to
say, that's what I was going to say.
Nigga, I don't know. I just can't... Like,
are you going to plan any group, what? Like, where people can
chill,
come doing
chill,
a...
Chill, bitch. Get off my canoe. Get off my canoe. We got this. Shout out to Ted. We got this. Birch Bark, Birch. What is it? Birch Bark. I always fuck people's names up. Yep. Birch Bark. Shout out to Ted, y'all. We getting it popping.
Are fans going to be able to come and watch you, or what? How's that going to work?
Listen, this is what I know. This is what I know. The river about to be opened back up.
Okay.
And when I tell y'all the excitement, what we did in Yellow Springs, it can't be duplicated.
Ever.
You can't. And the crazy thing, everybody in this room had a piece of it. You know? Every room, everybody got memories. But we can't.
It's never going to be the same as that.
It won't be repeat. But I know one thing. Memorial Day weekend, we about to sell out every fucking canoe they... I'm telling you, I'm giving y'all a heads up. Every canoe y'all got is gone.
Get your Airbnb now.
Bitch, shut the fuck up. God damn, did we lock the Airbnbs down? Latoya, lock the... This bitch talk too much, man. The price just went up. The price went up. Susie, don't listen to this bitch. We ain't coming. We ain't coming, Susie. We ain't coming. You know Blonde. She's a blonde. We're not coming. What I will say is that it's about to be the biggest fucking canoe ride. It's about to be the biggest on-location podcast. It's about to be a good fucking weekend. And there will be... God damn, I'm so excited. I'm just weird. This is how excited I am. Memorial Day for Black people is usually a profitable weekend for comedy. Because all the clubs, white people go to lakes and shit. The niggas still be in the city, so they go to the shows. You didn't know that?
Mm-mm.
I call it the cookout shows.
Okay,
yeah. Yeah, but I blocked my schedule off and said, I will be on the river Memorial Day weekend. I will be paddling Memorial Day weekend. We will be having kickball Memorial
yes.
Day weekend. Take me to the river. I want to go. Don't take my song.
Okay.
I'll
I was
go.
Backing you up. I'm backing you up.
Take me to the river. I want to know. Been traveling these wide roads for so now go.
Long.
My heart. Nigga, do you believe that? I still don't know all the words. This is the part. Take me to the river. I wanna go. The Donnie Rawlings Show, we going back to the river. And remember the weed I was smoking during this show. It's my shit, son. Who's up?
We up.
A joke can be too soon, but it never can be too soon for a funny observation.
Hot.